The sublime conduct of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as hiba, that is grants, is concerned. Giving gifts. Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, if the wealth, that is the jizya of Bahrain, comes, I will give you so much of it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to a handful and repeated the action 3 times, indicating that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give him 3 handfuls of it. However, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away before the wealth arrived. So when Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was appointed as the Khalifa, the wealth from Bahrain came, and he announced that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had promised to give any person, or if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam owed anybody anything, the claimant should come forward. So Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that he went to claim, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala gave him 3 handfuls from that wealth. Equality when giving one's children. Sayyidina Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that his father took him to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, I have given this son of mine a slave. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him if he had given all his other children the same thing, and he replied negatively. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then take it back. Amir ibn Sha'bi rahimahullah narrates that he heard Sayyidina Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrating the incident while sitting on the pulpit, that his father once gave him a gift. His mother, Sayyidina Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, informed his father that she was not pleased with this action unless Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sanctioned it. He subsequently went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of his action and narrated his wife's words. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him if he had given all his children the same gift, and he replied negatively. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fear Allah and give your children equally. Sayyidina Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu thus took the gift back. Note that when distributing anything amongst our children, equality should be maintained. It is mustahab to do so, as this will not create ill feelings to amongst the children who have been given more than, nor does it sow evil thoughts amongst the parents. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah views that one should distribute things amongst children according to the inheritance shares mentioned in the Holy Quran. These are 2 methods of giving one's children something in one's lifetime. However, due to a necessity or in any speciality, a parent could give a specific child more. Subsequently, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala used to give Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha more than the rest of his children. Allama Aini rahimahullah has also written that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to give Asim rahimahullah more, just as Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to give one of his children more than the rest. This was probably due to the excelling in knowledge and piety which justifies this action. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum narrates that they were on a journey when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was riding a stubborn camel that belonged to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. This camel would continuously dart ahead of the group, and each time Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala would force it back. Eventually Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proposed to Umar radiallahu ta'ala, sell it to him. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala replied, it is yours, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again said, sell it to me, indicating that he wanted to purchase it, and he didn't want to be given free of charge. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala then sold it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Addressing Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is yours and you may do as you wish. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.